Hello, and welcome to A Writer's Journey, the podcast that will talk about everything the aspiring author wants to know about going from blank page to published. In the last couple of episodes, Tarrant Zepke and I talked about 9 ways to write a book. We discussed various methods for organizing your ideas before you begin writing. Well, in this episode, it's go time. Let's say you have a great idea for your book. Maybe you started outlining, or maybe you're planning to pants it, but either way, you just need to get the first draft written before you worry about anything else. But how can you make sure that happens? It can be a struggle to actually finish a book, and earlier this summer I had an idea for a novel. I had used index cards to come up with scene ideas, and then outlined a little bit, and then I intended to get started writing. And I was about a week into it when I saw just this wonderful thing on Twitter. It was an invitation to the July Writing Challenge, and the founder of this writing challenge, which has now carried over into August and is going to be carrying over into September, is high school English teacher and author Christy Acevedo. Well, aspiring author. She has a book in the works. It sounds very exciting, and she's going to talk about that in just a minute. And also I have with me Samantha Garman, who is a romance novelist. She's independently published, and she will be leading the September Writing Challenge. And we'll get into more details of all of that in just a moment. But first, I wanted to welcome you both. And Christy, can you tell us a little bit about how you founded this writing challenge?
Mostly it was an accident. I was looking for motivation in July myself to finish a YA sci-fi that I'd started. I had started it in around Christmas time, and obviously teaching kind of took a lot of time, so I really wanted to get the manuscript done, and summer is my time to really, you know, write. So I thought maybe I would do 500 words a day, which I had started to do in January, but it just wasn't happening. When you have kids at home and it's summertime, everything becomes distracting, and I needed a way to have some accountability for that motivation, so I looked to Twitter, and I just put it out there, July Writing Challenge, anybody want to try 500 words? And it seemed to just take off, so it's been great.
Yes, it was a glorious thing. And Samantha, how did you find it? Did you find it at the end of June? I can't remember. Well, you were there at the very beginning of July, weren't you?
Yeah, I follow the Am Writing hashtag frequently.
Oh, that's
and,
right, Am Writing.
Yeah. It just kind of popped up, and I clicked on it, and I was like, that's pretty cool. I need to be a part of that and see what happens with that.
And Samantha, you've had success already writing. Let's see, you have 3 novels that you've written, so you've already sort of gotten this whole commitment to writing thing figured out.
Yes, yeah, so I'm fairly lucky though, since I work part time from, and then I don't have children, so I don't have the distraction that a lot of people have. So I'm very diligent because I can be, you know. So.
Oh, sure. Well, absolutely. This thing just took off, though. In July, you know, I don't even know if Christy had any idea it was going to be such a big thing, but it was just what I needed. And, you know, I had every good intention of writing out this novel, and I thought, oh, maybe I'll get my first draft done by the end of September. And this was, you know, mid-June when I decided to start writing this thing. And it was pretty amazing because with just having that challenge, Christy, I mean, you know how many people are anxious to get that perfect attendance thing, but once you start the challenge, and it's only 500 words a day, but you mentioned in the article, in one of the blog articles on the website that the challenge now has, writingchallenge.org, that, you know, so usually when you sit down to write 500 words, something more happens.
Absolutely. I mean, there are days, of course, where 500 words, when you're exhausted, hurts. But most of the time, you double 500 words. Sometimes people have been tripling it. Some people have been posting, like Sam, like he was doing like 4,000 words a day.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I don't have the distractions that a lot of people have, so I was very lucky.
But usually with writing, the biggest challenge is the whole button chair, get there. And a lot of people, even though you have, like, I don't know, everything about you all day long is like, I'm going to write. And then for some reason you just avoid the chair and then you're exhausted and then you don't do it. So I think just the 500 words, you know, it's a small enough carrot. It'll get you in the chair and then you get into that zone. And I think that's what people need.
That is exactly right, because I ended up finishing my manuscript, my first draft. It was like, I think at the end of the first week of August, I finished it. And I was just so excited. And I really credit the writing challenge for helping me get it done so quickly, because it was something I looked forward at the end of each day. I mean, the carrot analogy is fantastic, because I definitely looked at it at the end of each day like, okay, no matter what, I'm just going to make time. You know, tonight, before I go to bed, I'm just going to sit and I'm going to write and I'm going to make sure I get those words down before midnight. And so that's what I did. And it was a huge help to me. And, of course, what I'm working on is my first novel. What, your project, Christy, is this your first, novel attempt?
No, I have a finished novel that's really, it's YA, but it's almost middle grade. Like, it's like for eighth graders.
Okay.
But an editor gave me tons of feedback, tons of editing notes, and told me to work on it, and she'd be willing to look at it again. And, yeah, it's kind of like a big ball of mess. So this project was actually a distraction from that one, because that one is even moving from third person to first person.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so right now it's in such an editing, you know, chaos that I needed a break. But then this novel just kind of flew out of me. I think the challenge helped, actually.
Well, and the editing thing is big, because I'm finding now that I'm in the revision stage. I was just telling Samantha this yesterday, or it might have been day before yesterday, that the revising is so much harder. I thought it was going to be a huge victory to get the first draft written, and it was, but the revising is... Gosh, it takes a lot out of you. And Samantha, you've already done this now with three novels. So, I mean, what have you learned anything in the process of doing those, you know, writing those three novels? And now you've written a fourth novel that's going to be coming out soon, Dandelion Dreams, which is really exciting, because I know that I think this is going to be a breakout for you. It just sounds really like a fantastic story. But, I mean, what would you say you've learned about the editing process over the novels that you've written?
You know, I would say that I learn something new with each book, you know, and I think I figure out my editing process, and then I just realize each manuscript is different. It takes different things to make a manuscript complete, or as complete as you think it should be. You know, with my historical romance novels, they took a lot longer than my contemporary romance, which flew out of me as well. So it was very, you know, that one took about 8 months, you know, from writing it to editing. That was, you know, fairly easy. But, you know, a lot of stuff, it's just, you got to have patience, I would say. You know, like, that's the biggest thing. And if you're sick of looking at it, put it away. You know, you're not going to be constructive. I would say that's the biggest thing that I have learned, you know.
Well, I have heard that Terrence Zepke, actually, we're at some point in a future episode, we're going to be talking about, you know, so many of the things that can distract us or that can get us off our game when it comes to writing and accomplishing things. And gosh, she's written 24 books, and most of her stuff is nonfiction. But I mean, nevertheless, she's put 24 books out there, and she warned me about she heard how excited I was when I was going through the first draft. She's like, at some point, you're going to hit the wall. At some point, you're going to hit the wall. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if I will. You know, but now that I'm in the revisions process, I feel like I could. But then I'm leading August Writing Challenge, which, with all the new people, it's a struggle. It's fantastic. It's really great that there are so many people participating, but it's not easy. And so I haven't been able to spend as much time on revisions as I might like. I've had other things going on. But I can guarantee you, Samantha, when you are leading the challenge next month, I will be hopefully every day posting how much I've revised. And we've changed them. For people who aren't familiar, the writing challenge is 500 words a day. You write 500 words a day. And if you're not writing, I can't remember, did we say it was going to be, Christy, with the editing or the other?
We edited the editing rule.
That's right.
Because we had it at 10 pages a day, and it was taking hours to get through 10 pages. I thought 10 pages would be reasonable, but I wasn't realizing when you're deep in editing how sometimes you're stuck on a paragraph for like 40 minutes. So after a bunch of writers on Twitter said, oh God, this is taking too long, we changed it recently. So just 1 hour of on-task editing counts. Like if you minus any distractions or any research you're doing, just the actual physical task of editing, 1 hour.
Now, are we adding in also other, you know, things about moving your book forward, whether it's, you know, I remember we heard from Samantha, I don't know if it was a couple weeks ago or when she was working on her book blurb, and, you know, or things like that in which, you know, you might be doing other things, working on cover design or working on, I mean, are we including any of that in the, as time, like if people want to register time for the writing challenge, or are we just keeping it to writing and editing?
Well, if you're writing book blurbs, it still counts as writing. I would say anything that's moving your project forward, but that isn't becoming a distraction, because some people will say they're blogging. That's one thing that I'm a little bit concerned about, is when people post their blog numbers and it's not really pushing their work. Like, it's good to blog for your, for networking and for your career, but if you only blog and forget to keep writing, the project doesn't go anywhere. So that's my only concern, that they get back to the project. But obviously, if you're doing things that are directly impacting, like for Sam, her book is going to be coming out. So anything she's doing to promote that, that's in written form, is she can use that as part of the challenge, I would say.
Oh, yes. And, oh, by the way, websites, I should mention, Christy, she's going to have an author website at some point in the future, right? But right now, you'll find articles from Christy at writingchallenge.org, and that's actually the official website of the monthly Twitter Writing Challenge. And Samantha Garman, you can learn all about her romance novels at her website, which is samanthagarman.com. And you'll be able to find these links also on my website, sarahwhitford.com. I think Terrence Epke is going to be putting this information. She'll be also posting this podcast to her website as well, and her website is terrencezepke.com. Is there anything either of the two of you would like to add about just the process of writing, the process of editing, getting the book done, what you plan to do, what, you know, what direction you're heading in with your projects, where things stand, just anything that you might want to add?
I'm finding for this book in particular, and someone else said it on Twitter as well, as I'm editing, the first half of the book was hard to edit. Second half of the book is getting easier to edit. But I think it's because as I was writing, I discovered my real character. Like, I thought I knew her, and then I really, the character arc really grew. But, of course, the end is more the vision I have in mind. So those initial first chapters, I've spent hours editing, and then suddenly I'm in like the third, three quarters of the way through, and it's so much easier to edit. So that did, that wall that you were talking about of hitting, I think sometimes maybe that's the first half of your manuscript. Maybe Sam can explain if it's true or not, but the end of it seems to be easier.
Yeah. You get in the groove, and also, you know, when you're editing, there's nothing more daunting than just 10,000 words hitting the delete button, you know, like realizing that it's just not where you want to be writing or where you want to go. I mean, for me, I would say a first draft is just kind of a clear the pipes thing, and there are certain scenes I'll pull from it, but a lot of it won't wind up in the end result, and that just happens to be my process, but yeah.
Well, I have definitely, I'm hoping that that's the case, that as I move along in editing this manuscript, it's going to get easier. But I've already revised and then re-revised the first five chapters now, because I had some clarity as I was writing. And I think I've talked about this on Twitter some and elsewhere, but the method I've used when I was writing my first draft, the only way I knew I was going to get through it was to write as if, and that is a method I've mentioned in an article on my blog, but basically what it means is you keep writing straight through. You don't stop and go back and change something earlier, if, you know, because I know for me personally, it might not be this way for other people, but for me personally, if I stop to go back and change something in my story and then kept moving forward, I would forever be writing, because I would constantly be thinking of things to change. And so I knew I just had to just keep writing. And so I've talked about Scrivener. I use Scrivener, and I keep a little panel open in the lower right-hand corner of Scrivener. And then as I would come up with changes that I knew I needed to make, whether it was changing a character's name or whether it was, okay, I need to go back and insert this back here to make this part make more sense, I would just make the little notes in that little notepad in the lower right corner of Scrivener. And then, so now as I'm revising, I'm actually having to look for those things. But it's definitely, I'm hoping it's going to get easier, because right now it's kicking my butt trying to do this. I think it will get better, because the story will be more what it's supposed to be as I get probably to about chapter 7 or chapter 8, because at that point I sort of found my feet with where I was going with things. So anyway, well, is there anything either of you would like to add?
I just discovered Scrivener, and I think I'm in love, so yes.
Yes. Oh, yes, I'm so glad. Chrissy, have you tried it yet?
I have. I have a totally different novel that's half on there, and I actually do like how the index card layout is on the corkboard on Scrivener.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause when I do physical index cards, I always feel like it's a mess, but for some reason on Scrivener, it looks nice and neat because it's on a screen. and you can color code things. I'm all into that. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm in love with it. I just can't say enough good things about that software. And I've probably only scratched the surface. I'm sure there's so many things I don't know how to do yet in that software. And so I'm looking forward to learning all of its little features, you know. But for right now, the thing that helps me the most is being able to just jump to any scene, you know, because I have my chapters organized, you know, as folders. And then in each folder, I have the scenes, and I might have three or four scenes in a chapter. But, you know, having that list of all my chapters, and then inside of each of those folders are all the scenes, I can just have all of those open and then jump to whichever one I need to. And if I need to have something open in two windows, I can. And is that how are you using it, something like that, Samantha?
You know, With the manuscript I kind of pumped out during July Writing Challenge, and I'm taking bits and pieces, I'm cutting and pasting into Scrivener. So that's really what I'm using it for at the moment. So when I start rewriting, I'll see how I end up using it. But for now, it's just really like separating it out into little scenes or chapters, I guess.
And I've heard it's really good for publishing in ebook format. I haven't tried that yet, but I've heard that, you know, a lot of people like it because it can just export right to EPUB or Kindle format or what have you. So I guess that'll
be
something.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Your books are available, Samantha, as that people can buy print books or they can buy the ebooks.
Yeah.
Where are those available?
They can get them from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or even directly from the Create Space website, which is a sister company of Amazon.
Okay. All right. And
but yeah, it's easiest just to go through Amazon, I would say.
Okay, very good. And of course, if you want to read about those, again, you can visit Samantha's website, which is SamanthaGarman.com, and look for more articles. Also from Christy at writingchallenge.org, please, if you're listening to this and it's not yet September, know that the September Writing Challenge is going to start in just a few days, and so you can just jump right in. If you can't start at the beginning of the month, we are happy to have people join in, even if it's the middle of the month. It's never too late, as long as it's still September, to join the September Writing Challenge, just like we've said with August and with July. And there's a big group, and it's going to be interesting to see how we manage the group as far as keeping track of all of the writers each day as things progress, because it seems like we have, would you be able to estimate about how many more we have this time than last month? Have you sort of been able to gauge that?
I tried. I think there's, one time I counted this month and there was 60-something. I don't know if that sounds right.
That sounds right. That's
in July. Yeah, in July, I think the highest, I think we had like 50 sign up, but really only like 30-something were active,
mm-hmm.
like really active. This time, it seems like we're hitting 60 sometimes, 50, 60 active. And it seems like, And it's the same, we do have the same core of people too from July. So you can tell that they really liked it and it really did motivate them because they stuck through the next month. It's great.
That's right. It seems like we have a few that I think have really kept perfect attendance all through July, and they're doing it all through August, and my mind is just blown. I'm amazed with that.
So. I love that. The teacher in me loves that. They love the sticker that perfect attendance. It's like cute. It's like the nerd in us all. We still want perfect attendance and have our sticker. But it is cute. It is cute.
Oh, yeah, I never had perfect attendance in school, so I'll take it where I can get it, you know? So, anyway. Well, I guess I will wrap up this episode. Everyone, I'll have the links posted again to writingchallenge.org, SamanthaGarman.com, and it's more information about the monthly Twitter writing challenge on my website, sarahwhitford.com. I'll also post this, Christy, if you don't mind, I'll cross post this to the writing challenge website, and that way people will be able to find it there as well. And hopefully we'll get some more writers participating, because one of the best things that we haven't even mentioned this part. One of the very best things is the encouragement. What happens when you are a participant in this writing challenge? Christy, how about you speak to that as far as what happens? I mean, when people join, okay, they say they join. So what do they do?
Absolutely. That's actually been the best part, I think. I thought I was going to have to, you know, be the cheerleader and get people to stay involved, because I would retweet everyone's, like, status, like, that they wrote each day. Mm-hmm. But it's been great because instead – everyone in the challenge has been favoriting and retweeting and talking to everyone else in the challenge. And like, you and Sam actually met in person, that's awesome. So that's what's been the best part. It's become like more of a collaborative effort of motivation. And I don't know, that's the inspiring part, I think, to see other people not only tweeting about the challenge itself, but even encouraging people. Even when people have bad days, you can see people giving them lots of, like, motivation. No problem. Get in it tomorrow.
That's right.
So it's been great.
Or I hope you feel better, or happy birthday, or sorry you're having a rough day. It's a great group. So when Samantha takes the lead, which is going to be just a few days from now, the hashtag is going to be, we abbreviate it because every character counts on Twitter, of course. So it's not going to be September Writing Challenge. It's going to be hashtag SEPT Writing Challenge, S-E-P-T Writing Challenge, all one word. What you would do if you want to participate is just, first of all, it'd be nice to just send a tweet to that with that hashtag saying that you're planning to join in, because what happens is we then add you to the spreadsheet of all of the participants of the challenge, and then each day, whether you post a word count or not, you would have a little check put beside your name that you met the challenge that day. And then the next day, once we have the results for everyone who participated in the challenge and met the challenge the previous day, then we send shout outs to them, tweet their names, you know, groups of five, groups of six, however many you'll fit in a tweet. And so what you would do each day to let us know that you met the challenge is you would just do the hashtag SEPT Writing Challenge. This month it's AUG Writing Challenge, and then you would say day 25, 743 words, or day 28, edited 1 hour, or something like that, just to let us know that you did actually meet the challenge. So please join us. And Christy and Samantha, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. It's a new podcast. I'm still learning about doing these things, but hopefully people will get something out of it. And hopefully I'll have each of you back again sometime.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. This was great.
All right. Thanks a lot.